Welcome to the webcast on this August the 3rd, 2020, in the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California, United States of America, on God's good, great planet Earth. Thank you for joining me for another webcast. It's about 7:11 right now. The work day's over. You're either on the way home or home, trying to settle down. Take it easy. I'm going to do the same thing, but I want to play a little music. And all the music that I'm playing for you today will be featured from an album that was recorded when I was 13 years old by one of African America's greatest male poets, Ray Charles. And I'm not talking about Jamie Foxx. No, I'm not talking about Will Smith. I'm talking about the original, the real deal. When I was a 13-year-old kid, this album was out. And I remember because I was going to church at that time with my grandparents, with my grandma, granddad. My mother's parents were co-jiggers, Church of God in Christ. And my daddy's family were Baptists. There's a lot of talk going on there about Ray and how he was a sinful person. And, you know, they would try to stop us kids from listening to the radio. Back when you're 13 years old, my goodness, you heard a record on the radio, somebody singing it that was black, that was big business, especially if you lived in a city like Los Angeles. I wasn't going to stop listening to Ray. No, not me. But I want to play from an album just Ray Charles, 1957. And I want to play this number next. It's called Drown in My Own Tears. Most of these songs on this album has to do with relationship with black men and black women. And Ray was a lover of women. He was. The brother was. Whew. He would sing about women, and I, as a kid, being, 12, 13, 14 years old, couldn't make the connection. I said, man, what is it? But when I grew up, I found out. And I said, wow, where are you going to meet a woman that's going to make you feel like you're drowning in your own tears because you can't be with her? You know, I'm where is that kind of woman today? I want you to think with me today. Where is that kind of woman? That want to make you feel the way Ray is singing? Where is she at?
It brings a tear into my eyes when I begin to child, my pouring tears
One of the greatest love songs ever sung and written and communicated by an African-American male to an African-American female. Ray Charles, one of the greatest talents that ever lived. And his music goes on. I don't know why the pastors of the church couldn't stand. Oh, yes, I do. Because Ray knew who the church was. You heard that piano? Ding, 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 ding. That's Ray Charles. Great musician. Just talking about life. Talking about life. Do you remember the Bill Cosby show? And do you remember that? Because I have it on my hard drive. I saw a clip of it on Facebook, some Facebook page. The series when it was Dr. Huxtable's mother and father's 49th wedding anniversary, and the Huxtables came down the staircase, and Ray Charles was singing about his woman, and they were pantomiming Ray Charles. Every time I see that, it makes me cry. I'm 78 years old. I go back, and I think Bill Cosby, I'm just going to say it, one of the greatest talents that ever lived. And I'm going to say it as a pastor, as a retired pastor, all has sinned. Oh, Jesus, help me. All has sinned and come short of the glory of God. All of us, you, me. Now, above everything else, in today's society, let Pastor John talk to you. We need to love and appreciate, especially what comes from the African-American heart in this country, over the slavery, the maltreatment, the killing of our young boys, and what seems to be craziness. It's not craziness. It's what we've sown to the wind, and now we're attempting to reap the whirlwind.
Ray Charles,
don't you know?
Woo! Well, don't you know, baby? Child, don't you know, baby? Don't you know, baby? Little girl, don't you know? Listen to me, baby. Girl, I'm in love with you so. Turn your lamp down low. I said, turn your lamp down low. Woo! Turn it down. Please turn your lamp down low. I can't get you off of my mind, so come on. Please, baby, come on. Come on, come on. Love your daddy all night long. Now, if you love me like I love you, we can do all the things that we used to do, so come on. Come on, please, baby, come on. Love your daddy all night long.
Now, there was absolutely nothing wrong with him singing about loving his woman all night long, because that's what men and women do, especially married folk. And he wasn't saying nothing wrong. He was putting it on the line.
Hey, have you heard, baby? Ray Charles is in town. Let's mess around till the midnight hour. See what he's putting down. Come on. Please, baby. Come on, child.
I get it. The pastor was saying, well, you're not supposed to talk like that. Why not? Look what the young people are doing today. You think Ray was outrageous? Come on. These people got women and men taking off their clothes on the stage and saying everything. Nobody's even blushing. It is as if a giant swipe took place. And most of the people that go and hear this music today, I have a young man that's assisting me with my daily living. I hope you get back in time to put the trash cans out. Too heavy for me to pull. But he said he was going to a concert tonight. I said, what concert? He said, John, why would I tell you? You don't know. He's right. Life. Ray Charles, a great talent, a great man. And when we can come to admit that, as we listen now, if we disagree with what he's saying, leave the girl alone.
That's the way I put it. Leave alone.
Ray had a little girl of his.
Oh, well, oh, yeah. Oh, well, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you know that this little girl of mine, I want you people to know, this little girl of mine, I take her everywhere we go. One day I looked at my suit was new. I looked at my shoes and they were too. And that's why
Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to help you. You see, church got mad because church had a church song called This Little Light of Mine. I'm gonna let it shine. Yeah, this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Ray tapped in on that, and it was a number one hit.
Do you know that this little girl of mine makes me happy when I'm sad? This little girl of mine loves me even when I'm bad. She knows how to love me right down to a T. If she does any wrong, you know she keeps it for me. And that's why I love the little girl of mine. This little girl of mine told me that we had a date. She said that she'd meet me at a quarter to nine. Believe it or not, but she was right on time. And that's why I love the little girl of mine. Do you know that this little girl of mine knows how to dress so neat? This little girl of mine stops the traffic on the street. When the fellas start whistling, well, I don't mind. I can't blame them because she is fine. That's why I love the little girl of mine.
Yeah, yeah, sing it, Ray.
And that's why I
say it, Ray.
I, boy. Whoa.
Don't get mad at Ray, this little girl of mine. Yeah, 1957, people. They played that on the black stations and radio, New York City, L.A., Chicago, Philadelphia, all over the country. They was playing that. Ray Charles. And you know what? You wouldn't go and take your little girl out unless you had some money. Ray knew that. That's why on that same album, he placed this next number. We called it Greenbacks.
As I was walking down the street last night, a pretty little girl came into sight. I bowed and smiled and asked her name. She said, "Hold it, bud, I don't play that game." I reached in my pocket and to her big surprise, that was Lincoln staring her dead in the eye.
Oh, greenback dollar bill. Just a little piece of paper coated with chlorophyll.
Listen up.
She looked at me with that familiar desire.
All right.
Eyes lit up like they were on fire. All right. She said, "My name's Flo and you're on the right track. Look here, Daddy, I wear furs on my back. So if you want to have fun in this man's land, let Lincoln and Jackson start shaking hands."
Ooh. On a greenback dollar bill. Just a little piece of paper coated with chlorophyll.
I didn't know what I was getting into, but I'd pop Lincoln and Jackson too. I didn't mind seeing them fade out of sight. I just knew I'd have some fun last night. Whenever you're in town and looking for a thrill, if Lincoln can't get it, Jackson sure will.
On a greenback dollar bill. Just a little piece of paper coated with chlorophyll.
We went to a nice spot where the lights were low. Dined and danced and I was ready to go. I got out of my seat and when Flo arose, she said, "Hold it, Daddy, while I powder my nose." I sat back down with a smiling face while she went down to the powder place with my greenback dollar bill. Just a little piece of paper coated with chlorophyll. The music stopped and the lights came on. I looked around and saw I was all alone. I didn't know how long Flo had been gone, but a nose powder sure didn't take that long. I left the place with tears in my eyes as I waved Lincoln and Jackson last goodbye.
On a greenback dollar bill. Just a little piece of paper coated with chlorophyll.
Ray Charles. And that's the way it was, that's the way it is, that's the way it always will be in life, because life is like that. Ray was a great singer, he was a great poet. He knew how to put it in the correct prose in the colored man's life. I remember specifically when my daddy would come home Friday nights, payday. Daddy would stop by the store because my mama told him, you better stop by the store and buy these kids some candy. We was all crowded in front of a 9-inch television screen. And Daddy would come home. And of course, it was black and white. And it was a used TV. We were the first African Americans on the block. 353. East 76th Street was the house number. It's still there in L.A., right down the street from Fremont High. My dad was a city employee working for the city. And he'd bring big hunks, looks, little popcorn, stuff like that, making them greenback dollar bills. My mother loved him. They were a beautiful couple. She died when I was 12. She was 33. My dad couldn't have been no more than 35 years old. And they had five children already. So you can tell my daddy loved him some Ray Charles.
Greenbacks.
Here's one, why the church didn't like Ray. And it was on this album, too. What we gonna do? We gonna do the mess around. What's a mess around? Ray going, it was a dance. Listen to this. The mess around.
People too, mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. Everybody doing the mess around. Everybody was juiced. You can bet your soul. They did the boogie boogie with a study roll. They mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. Mess around. Now, when I say stop, don't you move a pay. When I say go, just shake your leg and do the mess around. I declare, do the mess around. Yeah, do the mess around. Everybody's doing the mess around. Now, let me have it there, boy. Thank you. girl with that diamond ring. She knows how to shake that thing, mess around. I declare she can mess around.
That's why the clerics hated him. They hated him. I remember when I was a kid, I used to go to my family church, and man, JB would talk about this man. And I'm saying, but that's where everybody is on Friday night. They doing the mess around. Nobody ever told me about it. No, I wish somebody had told me, what's the mess around? What's the mess around?
Oh, my God.
Let's keep listening to Ray Charles, listening to an album that he recorded in 1957. And I hope that you youngsters that are listening to this can learn a lesson, because he's a legend. And you know what? You can understand every single word that he's saying. And back in the day, you couldn't use no foul language, use no derogatory terms about the human body and stuff like that. But you couldn't do it. You'd be blackballed. They wouldn't play your music or anything else. But Ray made it simple what he was talking about.
I know you told me such a long time ago. You didn't want me, you didn't love me no more. I wanna know, oh, what makes me be. Do you believe me, child, I'm a fool for you? Oh,
I want to educate you. Jamie Foxx starred in the movie called Ray. And there was a sequence or a scene in the movie when Ray was singing in a nightclub. And he was singing this number. And one man that was a deacon in the church was in the club. And he said that the Holy Spirit convicted him and he had to get out of there because this was devil music. That this man was taking church music and putting blues song to it. See, and I want you to think with me now. And remember, I'm a retired professor of philosophy. And I'm also a retired senior pastor in a Protestant denomination. I'm degreed. 3 collegiate degrees. A master's, a bachelor's, and associate arts. AA, BA, MA. Now, that was the music of an era, of a people, of their souls. And he's singing a love song to someone that he loved. In the scene of that movie, Ray, and I have the movie in my library. I'm going to try to forget that. I have that in my library. But I know why the churchmen took that view. Because of the same reason these churchmen is talking about what is supposed to be worldly and sinful and stuff like that. Look at the way our children are dyeing their hairs, poking their faces, tattoos all over their bodies. Well, listen to Ray as he continues. And then try to think with the mind of that preacher.
I know you told me you didn't want me around. Across town.
child of a fool for you. Did you ever wake up in the morning or just about to break a day, reach over and feel a pillow where your baby used to lay? Then you put on your crown like you never cried before. You'll give the blues to your neighbor next door. Ever since you were 5 years old, baby, I've been a fool for you, little girl. Way down in my soul, I'm a little fool for you. So I know it's something
I'm a fool for you. And now he's gonna sing my mama's name, Mary Ann. Charles went on to sing this.
I know you told me
I'm a fool for you.
Such a long time ago that you didn't want me. You didn't love me no more. I wanna know. a fool for you. Oh, nah, I'm a fool for you. I know you told me you didn't want me round. Yeah, and I know you got a man way across town. Just about to break a day. Reach over and feel a pillow where your baby used to lay.
See, I like that number so much, I played it again. And I forgot that I just played it a little while ago. I love me some Ray Charles, and I love his life music because he sings music that has life to it. Just like my church songs had life to it. But I did not associate the melody of a song, because most of the music that we sung in church was not church music. As a matter of fact, okay, here's a game I want you to play. Okay. What's one of the greatest Christian songs that they always sing in the church? Amazing Grace, right? I would love for you to research the melody. Da, 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 da. Da 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 da. I believe it was a song that was written in Great Britain, in England, and it was sung in most of the popular pubs all over London. When the guys would be drinking all that booze and get a little loaded, and they'd get sentimental about their duties of being husbands and loyal persons to a society, and they would bemoan their fact as drunk men. It was a bar song. The melody of Amazing Grace was a bar song. And so to say that there is such a thing as music that is religious, that would be like taking Mozart, okay, and saying that when he wrote his great pieces of music, or Bach, or Beethoven, yeah, let's go there, that this was sacred music. Now, you see, the church has been around 2,000 years, and the church takes the music of the day that gives life, and they put their words to it. That's what I always understood about church music when I was in church. All right, let me get ready to play another one. Here's one. I don't think I played this. Here's Ray Charles singing Come Back, Baby.
Oh, come back, baby. Oh, mama, please don't go, yeah.
You hear that church beat?
All the way I love you. Time.
you know, baby, child, you've been gone too long. Oh, come back, baby. Yeah, yeah, let's talk it over one more time. Oh, now. People, I call my baby back. Oh, come back, baby. Ooh, yeah. Let's talk it over one more time. Oh, now. Child, you know, and I'll be gone. So come back, baby. Ah, yeah, let's talk it over one more time. Oh, now.
And you know, it was so funny because, you know, the pastors would sneak off to these nightclubs after church with their woman, not their wives, but with their woman, and sing Ray's songs. And then beg them for money. You owe God a tenth, or he's going to send you to hell stuff. Crazy stuff. All right. Now, Ray went on, and he made a lot of other music. I have many of his albums here in my collection. I love playing them. I love listening to them. I love going back, doing life, and I'm trying to educate you. We're living in the same kind of era. We're living in a different era, but the same kind of era where people have a tendency to do life. And everybody knows when they're sinning and committing evil and doing things like that. And everybody knows that they have to give an account of what they do on their own. I had the privilege of seeing Ray Charles sing once in my life live here in Los Angeles in the Hollywood Bowl in Hollywood, California. When he wore that marvelous sequential jacket that was blue and silver, shining, as he set it that baby grand and played the classics. I think Nancy Wilson was singing with him that night when I was at the Hollywood Bowl. I only had a chance to see them both once, but I love their music to this day. Now, to prove to you that Ray had a spiritual heart, here's one called The Sinner's Prayer.
Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. Money, finest clothes in town. chugging trouble overtook me. Well, now, why to get me down? Please have mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. Well, if I've done somebody wrong, Lord, have mercy, if you please. Keep on working now, child. In trouble, worry me all my days. Please have mercy, Lord, have mercy on me. Well, if I've done somebody wrong.
He said, if I did somebody wrong, hey, have mercy on me. You know, so Ray has a soul just like me. All of us, but we're living life. You know, and listening to this music is good for my soul at this particular time. And I don't want to jump on my case, but I have two medical things going on in me. Prostate, and then the other one is the left pump of my heart. I have to have an artificial one put in there. Lord, have mercy on me. Just like Ray. Well, this system is messing up. You see, my voice went down. I hope it comes back up because I'm going to play another number here by Ray. Got a few more to play, and I'm glad that you can stick it out and listen to this great music with me, especially you millennials and those of you that are younger and never heard music like this from the black community. One of the greatest singers. Funny, but what? Oh, he say, I still love you. Ray Charles. Funny, but I still love you.
My dear sweetheart, I'm writing you just a few lines to tell you that I'm blue. Oh, baby, my baby. Funny, but I still love you. You went away, didn't say goodbye, but I still love you. Lord, I wonder why. Oh, baby, my baby. Funny, but I still love you.
Now, you know we need that kind of love in our community today between men and women, don't we? Stop lying. Sing, Ray.
I don't know who's right. who was wrong. All I know is I'm so tired, so tired of being alone. But if you care like I care, catch the next dream line, bring yourself back here. Oh baby, my baby. Funny, but I still love you. Remember how you used to make me scream, oh baby, my baby. It's funny, but I still love you.
He said that she made him scream. See, that's life. There's nothing wrong with that. That's life. Now, how many women make their men scream today? Or are they screaming because they're trying to get away from it?
All right. Wait.
We need to hear some more Ray Charles.
Well,
sing it, Ray.
I got a woman.
Yeah, you do.
Way over town.
Yeah.
That's good to me. Yeah, say I got a woman way over town, good to me. Oh yeah, she give me money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a kind of friend indeed. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Days of loving early in the morning just for me. Oh yeah, she says loving early in the morning just for me. Oh yeah, she says loving just for me. Oh, she loves me so tenderly. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Never grumbles or fusses, always treats me right. Never running in the streets and leaving me alone. She knows a woman's place is right there now in her home. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh yeah, say I got a woman way over town. She's all right. don't you know she's all right? She's all right, she's all right.
I remember that song.
Oh, yeah.
They were playing it on every radio station in the nation. That was a hit. I mean, ooh, Ray Charles. All right. I'm going to play one more. That's all I got time for is one more as I end up this discussion about life. That's my dog growling in the background. He's mad because I'm not spending too much time with him. ain't that good news? I'm going off the air. No, ain't that good news.
Now, baby, when you sigh,
when you sigh,
I wanna sigh with you. When you cry,
when you cry,
I wanna cry some too. Now, ain't that love?
Ain't that love?
Oh, ain't that love that I feel in my heart for you? When your friends turn their back on you, I'll be here.
I'll be here
just to see you. Now, ain't that love?
Charles, talking about life. Thank you for coming to my website today. Thank you for your prayers.